Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. Zillow Group, Inc. NASDAQ. ZQ2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 2, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. In their Q2 2023 conference, Zillow Group reported strong financial performance with revenue of $506 million, surpassing their outlook by $27 million and returning to positive year-over-year growth. The company continues to see success in its real estate strategies, with residential revenue outpacing the broader market decline by 1,900 basis points, marking the fourth consecutive quarter of outperformance. The result can be attributed to the progress Zillow has made since reorienting the company in 2022, its focus on cost management, and relative macro tailwinds from the housing market. The company's rental revenue also grew 28% YoY due to organic efforts in attracting more listings with limited marketing dollars. The company's strategy includes focusing on its mobile app as the key interface to customers, as it accounts for nearly half of their business. Additionally, the company is investing in AI to drive efficiencies and improve user experience. Despite its positive results, Zillow Group faces a challenging housing market, with affordable housing remaining an issue. The company is trying to address this through its new construction marketplace and the launch of real-time touring, which aims to make the home buying process more convenient and less stressful. However, the timing and impact of these strategies on Zillow's overall performance remain uncertain. Zillow Group reported slightly positive YoY revenue growth with GAAP net loss of $35 million in Q2. Records show a 22% EBITDA margin from $111 million, with residential revenue reaching $380 million. This number exceeds the industry decline by 22%, and about half of this success is due to strategic actions of the company. Other developments include the 28% YoY increase in rentals revenue and the $24 million in mortgages revenue, being driven by a 30% sequential increase and a 73% YoY rise in purchased loan origination volumes. Meanwhile, new construction revenue also saw an 18% YoY rise. As challenges persist, the company targets to increase its number of loan officers and aims to focus on inputs they can control. A notable change was the end of Zillow closing services, with a search for other title and Esther solutions is underway. To mitigate the uncertainty in the macro environment, the company also breaks down its cost structure into fixed, variable, and advertising. Shares repurchases totaled $1.5 billion since the start of the program in late 2021, with an additional $750 million capital repurchase authorized. Zillow aims to expand its enhanced markets after experiencing recent success. Over the past year, markets including Phoenix and Atlanta have gained 50% more customer transactions, indicating that Zillow's strategy is paying off. The intention is to slowly implement more enhanced markets to continue this growth. Other initiatives that contributed to success include reducing friction and increasing customer and agent engagement. In addition, Zillow is aiming to improve current products while introducing new ones. Also, Zillow has ceased operation of Zillow Closing Services due to its lack of suitability for their iBuying business. However, they are looking at other alternatives. On the other side, some challenges Zillow is facing include infrastructural costs in relation to mortgage operations and differences in fixed cost guidance. However, Zillow is confident in its infrastructural plans for the next couple of years. They also believe their outperformance will continue based on their current direction and performance improvement measures. The discussion reveals positive performance in the company's residential revenue line and mortgage business, despite challenges in the macroeconomic and housing environments. Key takeaways include a notable outperformance in the residential revenue line, an impressive 73% year-over-year growth in the mortgage business, and 28% annual growth in rentals. Even in a tough market, the company is deploying a new real-time touring feature set, considered a potential game-changer. The speaker remains quietly optimistic and excited about the company's future prospects. Despite external challenges, there is considerable internal satisfaction with the current performance and market share gains.